Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we want to begin a short series where we reflect on the education or the discipleship of the Apostle Peter as he's called and taught and trained, and of course will eventually play a major role in his apostolic ministry, building the church. Now, there are many instances where things begin, but what I want to pick up on is how Peter finds himself with James and John called to the home of Jairus' daughter. It's interesting, not all 12 went into the house where the little girl had been sick for some time. Because Jesus was delayed with a woman who had an issue of bleeding, he arrived and she was dead. Now, this was not a problem to Jesus. He knew what was going on. He knew what the Father was telling him to do. But of course, for the family and for those around, there was terrible weeping and mourning and a great deal of gloom and sadness, which obviously was understandable. But Jesus removed all those people and said, "Please, out of the house you go," and he just takes Peter, James and John. And I believe that one of the things is that Jesus is looking to create an atmosphere of faith. Now, I don't know quite how much faith Peter, James and John had, but they certainly had more faith, more confidence in God than that crowd that was dismissed. And so they find themselves there, and Jesus goes to the little girl and says in such a simple and wonderful way, "Little girl, it's time to get up. It's time to wake up." And the Bible recounts the miracle that she sits up, and she's no longer dead, but she's alive. And Jesus, in a very wonderful, practical way, calls that there should be food for her, because her body would need nourishment and refreshment after what she's been through. It's incredible how Jesus is able to handle a situation like this. But I believe it made a very deep impression upon Peter. He would have remembered that house, and he would have remembered Jairus and Jairus's wife, and he would have remembered the little girl. He would have perhaps pondered how they entered the house and she was dead, and how they left the house and she was very much alive. And of course later, well, Peter is going to be called to another house. And this is quite some distance in time later. He's going to be called to another house, and in fact, another lady. This time, we get the impression, a lady probably quite a bit older. She's called Tabitha or Dorcas. And the believers have summoned Peter because she has died. And they're just so sad, and they have found this lady such a blessing that they are longing that she might be brought back to life. Now, we don't know for sure, but I cannot help but think that as Peter goes into that house, his mind goes back to the visit to Jairus' daughter. His mind goes back to how Jesus spoke with such calmness and yet such great authority, and how that little girl was raised from the dead. He speaks in very simple tones, and God does the same miracle. Dorcas is raised from the dead. It just shows that things that happen in our lives, we should not just dismiss them. But Luke chapter 8 records a story that for Peter was a massive learning curve that later he would draw upon to the blessing of others. Let me pause here, because we're going to have some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me to look again into the story of the raising of Jairus' daughter from the dead.
I long to worship you in spirit and in truth. I live to know you more so that you'll be glorified. I gladly break my life like an alabaster box. I draw near to you to worship at your feet. You're beautiful, Jesus, you are beautiful. You're captivating, fascinating. I can't take my eyes off you, beautiful one. I long to worship you in spirit and in to know you more so that you'll be glorified. I gladly break my life like an alabaster box. I draw near to you to worship at your feet. You're beautiful, Jesus, you are beautiful. You're wonderful, and all that I live for. You're captivating, fascinating. I can't take my eyes off you. Fascinating, you're captivating, fascinating, you're captivating, so amazing, I can't take my eyes off you, beautiful.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at this story of Peter and his involvement in the raising of Jairus' daughter, which we find in Luke chapter 8, verses 40 to 56. So, Richard, just outline for us sort of where we are in the timeline in terms of Jesus' ministry at this point. Are we still fairly early on?
We are relatively early on, because Jesus has called the disciples and they've started to follow him. Certain miracles would have happened, and he's about to send out the 12 on a mission, and later to send out 70. So relatively early days, maybe early to middle days of the ministry of Jesus.
What about the timeline of Peter's involvement? Because we're really focusing on Peter here. had he been, you know, fairly recently appointed as one of the disciples?
They'd been together a little while. I don't think the Bible gives us a clear indication of how long, but he'd certainly been called. He'd had the incident of the great catch of fish, which completely blew his mind away.
Mm.
And he has been in a storm on Galilee, and Jesus has stood up and rebuked it. So it's a little way along the road.
Mm. Now, the background to this story and what is going on almost at the same time is that Jesus was on his way and he was interrupted in what he was planning to do by this woman who had this issue of blood. She interrupted him. He could have ignored her. I mean, after all, she was a woman and they weren't of great significance in those days, and he could have just carried on with what he was intending to do, but he didn't.
No, I mean, I think it's quite interesting because the Bible tells us that she had had this illness for 12 years and the little girl is 12 years old.
Yes.
And we can look back and pick that up, but you sense that Jesus knew this was significant. This woman was not to be ignored at all.
Yeah, yeah. So why did Jesus take Peter, James and John and just them with him?
Well, I guess we can't say for definite, but I think that he knew that these people would have a significant role in the future church. John, of course, was going to write a gospel and three letters and the book of Revelation. James was going to be a key figure until he was executed by the sword. And Peter, well, he was going to have a relatively long life as a leader of the church before he too is crucified and put to death. So I think it's all part of their education, preparing them, challenging them for the significant ministry that they have to play in future days.
So Jesus obviously knew that this significance was there and would come to light in the future. Do we get any sense of that at this point, that Peter was actually destined to become one of the major leaders of the church?
I would say yes. Now, we know that Jesus is prepared to take on raw material and work upon it, so he was by no means the finished article. But yes, I think that the plans are there, and it's a question of time seeing them develop.
And interestingly, as you pointed out, this incident was almost a kind of training ground for Peter, because later on in Acts 9, he was going to undertake a very similar role.
Yes, that's right. He would be faced with the situation of death and challenged by the people around to do something about it.
Okay.
And God helps him to do so.
Well, in future programmes, we're going to look at other aspects of Peter's life. So for the moment, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Do please join us again soon as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.